You're listening to Mommy's Playroom Podcast with your host, Christy Fetterly. I'm a mom, former educator, and author who loves to delve into the world of sexual discovery and health. Most days, you can find me typing vigorously at my computer on my farm and usually baking goodies for the kids. However, each week, I'll be popping into your ears to explore different aspects of sexuality and relationships, inviting guest experts to share what they have to say, and inviting you to join in on your own sexual revolution.
All right, thank you guys for joining. This is episode 7, and we have a special guest today, which I've talked a little bit about probably in every episode. But my husband's joining today, and we're going to kind of just have a conversation about our relationship. Maybe we have the same memories of things. Maybe we're a little off on things, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. So if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Tyrell, and my rendition of the stories are the accurate ones.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so if you want to get started, like, how did we first meet?
We met on the school activity bus. You were dating you liked my best friend's socks. And then you guys started dating. That's how we met.
Okay, what is the one thing you remember from meeting me?
You were wearing some corduroy overalls. And your hair was down to about your butt.
So we're coming full circle these days. Yeah, like, you kind of had that overall country girl.
I mean, kind of, I guess.
Hair. I mean, it was almost to my butt.
Yeah, pretty close. Interesting. Not that I was looking or anything.
At my butt or my hair?
Either.
All right, so in high school, there was a day where you were asking, like, all of the other girls out at school.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
What was your plan for that?
Didn't really have one. I was bored that day. I was not, at that point in high school, I didn't really participate in school, but I was there, so I was there.
How many times did you ask me out?
Just the once.
How'd that turn out?
First time it turned out you're a lesbian. So, and then you were dating a dude the next day.
So, no hard feelings.
You know, there's still a little, you know, it's still a little jab.
Oh.
But you know, I'm over it now.
All right, what about our first official date? When did that happen?
I know we went to see Mr. Deeds. And that had to be, what, I guess July 3rd? No?
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 No, that's when we...
Yeah, talk a little louder.
I don't remember what day it was.
Well, not what day. Like, we went to go see Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
What was weird about it?
You're like, can I hold your hand? Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was still trying to, you know, still figure things out, I guess.
I remember in the parking lot, I was like, can I give you a kiss? And you're like, I guess.
Yeah.
You were just trying to play hard to get.
I was trying to keep myself safe, you know. Last time I got feelings for you.
Mm-hmm. What about now? Bad.
Well, that was 20 years later, you know. Now I can say whatever I want, but I still love you, so.
All right, so I've talked a little bit on the podcast just about, like, how even, like, when we first got married, I was, like, very caught up in, like, what I thought a perfect relationship should be.
Oh, yeah, it drove me crazy.
So how was that for you? What drove you crazy?
Not, like, the girl I dated.
Yeah, who was
not,
she?
Was not the girl I married.
Okay, so all who was the girl you dated? Like, that was like, me, right?
Yeah. It was like, you know, carefree, we had fun. Didn't really, like, there was no rules or, you know, it was all good. And then we got married and it was like, things had to be in a certain order, in a certain way. And it was definitely a, what the heck is going on?
How long did that last?
quite a few years.
I think, I mean, because, okay, so we got married, and then we found out we were pregnant with Xander mm-hmm. on our first year anniversary.
Yep.
And then, I mean, we moved away shortly after that.
Yep.
Did that change when we moved?
Not until we moved the second time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. What was the worst rule?
It was just...
Or what was the worst thing?
I don't know. Just felt like you almost lost your fun for life there a little bit. You got it back.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, knowing that neither one of us really had a foundation of, like, this is what a relationship is, this is what a good relationship is, this is what it should look like, I think I was just scared. I think we got married and I was like, well, shit, I want this to work. So I want everything to be perfect. Because if it's not perfect, obviously it's not going to work. Right?
Yeah.
So I think that was it. It was definitely this, like, I wanted it to be perfect. When in reality, like, I'm perfect regardless of all of that, right?
Yeah, if you say so.
Okay. Yeah. Cool, you know, cool.
We were fortunate enough to grow. We were kids when we got married, so we were fortunate enough to grow up together versus grow apart. So, but not without its struggles.
So what do you think is, like, the contributing factor for our success?
I'm very patient.
Okay, so besides your amazing will to be patient.
Well, I'm going to give you the same answer that I gave you quite a few years ago that you didn't like at that point, but I think you appreciate it now.
I do, yeah.
Is that I choose to be with you. I don't feel I have to be, but...
Oh, yeah. When you told me that the first time, it pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, you wouldn't, like, die if you woke up one morning and I wasn't around. Like, literally die. Like, that's what I want. I want you to, like, where is she? Where has she gone? And then, you know, I'm in the kitchen making coffee or whatever, but, you know. But then when I thought about it, and it took me, literally, I think I talked about this on another episode, too. I was like, it took me years to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, that means you wake up in the morning with me not snoring next to you, but sleeping like a peaceful angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With, like, just the glow of the moonlight basking my skin.
Yep.
But you wake up to that, and then you make the conscious choice. You look over, and you're like, oh, she is a magnificent angel, and I am so fortunate to live this life with her on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. That's how I wake up.
That's how you make that choice.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah. There's one that, like, I don't think I ever told you about this dream, but this is probably about a year ago. I had a dream that we got divorced, and that, like, that screwed with me for, like, a week, because it felt so real that I wasn't sure that it wasn't when I woke up.
Like, were you mad at me? Like, I'm mad at you when you do stupid shit in my dreams?
I was more confused.
Interesting. Just,
like, yeah, but, like,
was it, like, before we moved? Was it during, like, the moving stress?
It was before we moved, yeah, but...
I'm glad that messed with you for, like, a week.
Yeah.
It should. So, like, it should.
Yeah, it did. Like, just because I say I choose to be with you doesn't mean that, like, I wouldn't be hurt if something happened to you or, for whatever reason, we decided to part ways.
Well, yeah, but, well, yeah, it would hurt because we'd go Mr. and Mrs. Smith on each other, and...
Well, I'd win.
I would totally win.
Yeah.
All right. So, I appreciate your undying love and your choosing to be with me.
Yeah.
I know that I make that, like, a very easy choice on a day-to-day basis, so...
You do. Every day is just... It's a cakewalk.
You are very welcome.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cakewalk... So, we found out we were pregnant a year after we got married.
Yes.
And within the first trimester, I got, like, really awesomely, ridiculously sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was pretty sure that I was, like, just allergic to being pregnant.
Yep.
Like, that's when I was pretty positive. Yeah. I was like, my body is allergic to being pregnant. Like, that's what this is. However, we've had now a pretty solid 18-plus years of dealing with a pretty awesome, crappy disease. any highlights for you on that end of things?
I don't know. Like I said, my favorite times are you playing it off until it's time to take you to the hospital for a blood transfusion.
Yeah,
so that's fun. I'm a little bit more attentive and, you know, make sure you're okay, even though, you know, when I think you're not.
Yeah, I mean, but after a blood transfusion, you do feel superhuman. So there's that.
Yeah, like, well, still, when you look like the Crypt Keeper before the blood transfusion. Well,
I believe your actual analogy was that I looked like Mr. Burns.
One of the times you did. Yeah, you're kind of just all hunched over and pale. And just,
that is so sexy.
Yeah.
I do remember, though, I remember after we had Xander, I had lost, like, so much weight after being pregnant, and I was, like, so sick.
Well, yeah, because the doctors just kept trying to, like, pump you full of medicine, but didn't actually know what was going on with you.
Yeah. I was, like, so sick.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. That was good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah. But I think in the long, like, in the scope of all of the things, I do think overall I have a better manage on my disease currently most times.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate your care and concern. How has that impacted us romantically?
Like, for the majority of our relationship, it impacted, I would wait for you to initiate because I didn't know how you felt or anything. So,
and then at the same time, I'm getting grumpy with you because I'm like, why aren't you initiating?
Yes.
And you're like, because you're blowing up the bathroom all day.
Yeah.
Because you have been in there 37 times.
Yeah. And I have no idea how you
feel. Because you're crying, bleeding in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I walked past the bathroom and you were laying on the tile, so I figured it was a good time to go.
Pretty much, yeah. Just, you know.
I appreciate that, because I did share, I think, in, like, one of the first or second episodes, like, really focusing on not shitting the bed sometimes, because I wanted to be intimate, but there were times where I was like, okay, I got this. And maybe not the best experience for me, I would think, but maybe also not for you. I'm not, like, totally in the game.
Yeah, like, it definitely, you know, it changes things up if you're mentally there with me or not.
A more active participant. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, what is your favorite memory of us?
Kind of a hard one. Like,
because I'm so amazing. I know. Because you are
so amazing.
Angelic and amazing.
But it's 20 years of memories, right?
I mean, it's, like, a little bit more than 20, isn't it? It's like, we got married in 2004, but we started dating in 2002.
Yeah.
In the 02.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like 22 years. Yeah. It's 24 now. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we are old.
Yeah, a few months. 22 years. Speak for yourself. You're older.
Okay, just to clarify, I'm 5 days older.
Yeah, but when we were 21, she had a great 5 days. So now, every day after that, she's older than me.
Mm-hmm. I've cradle robbed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Those whole I'm a cougar.
You are. I mean, look how young and spry I look.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the lack of gray hair in your head hair, but that beard, man, that beard is shimmering. All right. What else?
What else got for me?
Oh, this is the best one.
Okay.
There are 25 yonis lined up. All facing you. I'm one of the 25. Can you spot mine out of the 25?
Yeah, from across the room.
How could you spot it from across the room? Like, what is the most distinguishable feature? Like, what are you looking at when you're like, ah, shit, that's hers?
I don't know what the most distinguishable feature is, but...
Like, is there, like, some, like, gnarly, like, wart? Is there, no. like, a...
No, I've been seeing her for 22 years. I know what yours looks like.
Don't they all relatively look the same?
No.
Hmm. All right,
that's
so...
That's like saying every penis looks the same.
That's true. I guess you're right. You're yeah. right. That's not true. They don't all look the same.
Nope.
I mean, I tried to show you Drake's, like, a couple weeks ago. That was definitely not the same. I don't know what he was doing, but...
Nope.
Okay, so the purpose of my podcast, right, is to help women overcome, like, just the junk that's in our heads, right? And focus on redefining our confidence and sexuality, right? And as a partner, right, to somebody who has gone through some redefining, right, some growth personally, like, what would you tell other women? Like, what are men generally, honestly, do you see our flaws that we tell you about? Like, what do we got to do?
Not really. I mean, like, the stuff that you talk about sometimes is just crazy to me.
Like,
as far as, like, let's just take for instance, right? You're, like, worried about, you know, your eyebrows.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's, well, like, they were insane. Thing. My eyebrows were insane, like, a week ago.
I can tell you one thing right now. No. I noticed no difference.
Well, I went in and I had the weed whacker and I had, like, I took care of them.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't notice. Yeah. I don't even think you pay attention to me.
Haven't even noticed. Haven't even noticed.
Okay, so...
I'm going to give advice to the women.
Yeah. Like, you're the men's perspective. One, I just heard you guys don't actually see some of the stuff we're talking about and freaking out about.
No.
Like our eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. I guess it would only kind of work for, like, a longer relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak for...
Oh, yeah, we have no idea about, like, short terms or new relationships or dating games or... No, none of that.
Yeah, none of that.
Nobody knows.
Right. So I guess that, like, if you guys are still together and been together for a while, he loves you, and I don't think he gives too, like, cares about... Like, he cares, but doesn't see the same insecurities that you have. So if you... More than likely, what happened with us, you kind of put yourself out there and open yourself up. He's going to accept it and be excited that you're
feeling more confident. Open.
Yeah. Like, feeling more sexy and sexual. And, like, it's never a bad thing.
Feeling more sexy and confident.
Yeah, because it helps. Like, yeah, from my standpoint, you know, I was always waiting for you to initiate, so it helps me know that you actually want to be there. And then in turn allows me to reciprocate.
Reciprocate, yeah.
Yeah, and... Yeah. And then I'm showing you more affection during the day. Because it's a... Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. It's a balance.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. All right. Next question. What do you think about toys or no toys in the bedroom?
Oh. Toys. 100%.
Why is that? And did you always feel that way?
I don't know. I'd say... Maybe. But I think I've grown to where it's like,
You're not competing.
With I'm not. The toys? I'm not competing. As long as I'm an active participant in the experience. Like, if we need some extra help to get you there.
Well, so many people, like, there's so many surveys and data and research that's like, it's like, people feel that it's a competition, that it's like, oh, you would rather use that or do that or whatever, right? But I definitely think, like, it's a no, like, let's participate together, like, let's yeah,
I mean,
especially, do these things.
You know, especially being parents, if you gotta, like, you know, if you gotta go in, like, you know, stealth style and go quick, you need to let her use whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever means necessary, so you can both feel
accomplished.
Yes.
Accomplished.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any closing final thoughts?
I don't know. It's been fun. We'll have to do it again.
We will have to do it again. All right. Thank you guys for joining Mommy's Playroom Podcast. This was episode 7 with our special guest Tyrell, Mr. Mommy's Playroom.
Yeah, something like that.
You can join us on Facebook. You can also go to mommiesplayroom.com. Follow us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you stream your podcast. See you guys in a couple weeks.